Brian, everyone calls themselves local property experts. What the hell does that mean?
Ah, that's another great question. Local property expert. I don't think it's been defined yet, to be honest, Chris. I think from my point of view, the local property experts aren't the vendors. People, prior to contacting a estate agent, what are they doing?
So Purple Bricks aren't local. Well, because everyone seems to be calling them. Purple Bricks started it, didn't they? Or did they?
Well, I think from the public's perspective, it was first offered to the public. The terminology was offered by, certainly from my point of view, by Purple Bricks.
Yes.
But I think it's quite easy just to chuck titles out there and chuck words and expressions. There needs to be some substance behind it.
Because you're the president of UK Estate Agency, aren't you?
Absolutely. Damn right. The Gordon Ramsay of Estate Agency, the Mansell's Estate Agency nightmares. We talk about ourselves as experts, but you need to bloody well be one, in fairness.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to say that. And to be an expert, you need to know, you know, first of all, what your customer knows. You need to know what they know and then know what they don't know. You get those two things right, because a vendor is going to know an awful lot of info about their own house and their immediate area.
You need to know who the builder was, school catchment areas, where the doctor's surgeries are, what the waiting
broadband
is.
Speed is. Yeah,
We don't.
And that's the thing. So, and bear in mind, vendors are doing research weeks before they contact an agent, and they're doing research on their house, their area, what they think the price is going to be, before they get the agent out. That's also why agents don't need to be valuers, because they don't need to. The vendor knows the value. They've done that already. They've worked that out.
So the job of the not the valuer, you could say the lister, is to get it on the market and get the best price.
Yeah. The job is to market the property. Is a marketeer. I think the term lister and valuer are gone. These days it's marketing.
Do you like the phrase local property expert?
Not particularly.
What title do you think most valuers should give themselves?
Property marketing experts. Or property marketing gurus. It doesn't sound quite as good though.
I like the phrase local property expert, but if I was we're in Grantham today, I would put my title as Grantham property expert.
Yeah, so
or Sleaford property, or Bourne, or Stamford, or wherever.
Yeah, that's much better actually. That's much better.
Although you know the definition of an expert, don't you? An ex is a has-been and a sponsor drip under pressure.
I didn't know that. That's good. I'm going to use that.
Okay, you can use that one. So is there anything else you want to say about local property experts?
I just think ultimately, if you're going to use a term anything like that, whether we like it or not, you need to be one. So, you know, if somebody asks you, somebody phones you up and says to you, what's house prices done in this road, in this postcode, the last 3 months, and you don't know, well, you're not an expert. Expert is about knowledge, about being knowledgeable and being authoritative. Because ultimately, the decision to list a house for somebody is based on trust and confidence.
I tell you what, two people I'd like you to follow, and everyone else, please follow this. Luke Sinclair from Knightsbridge in Leicester.
Yeah.
Actually, three people. Adam Mackay from Sawbridgeworth. And finally, I want you to look at Matthew and Elle from Orchard Estates around Yeovil and Somerset.
Yeah.
And they do little videos on villages and streets on what's selling and what the average value is.
Perfect.
And they chuck this stuff out, and thousands of people watch these videos.
Yeah, because it's what people want to know.
They don't want to know about us as estate agents, do they?
No, they're not interested. Those days are gone. Yeah, this is about what information can you provide to people that they can't find themselves.
Exactly.
That's the point.
It is, you know, with the internet, we've got so people have got the info out there. Yeah. It's our job to join the dots.
Absolutely. And we know, I mean, Christ, if you're an estate agent, you know that the people you're dealing with on a daily basis are obsessed with the value of their homes.
Of course they are. If there's a for sale board on your street, everyone would get their phone out.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
See what it's on the market.
Absolutely.
So our job is to join the dots and make it better, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. But be relevant.
Yeah.
If you're going to be authoritative and you're going to be an expert, be relevant, and you need to know more than your customers do.
Right.
Research it. That's the point of me.
I think we should be a bit more professional and do that a bit more.
Okay.